Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we're still not back in our usual home inside Renaissance Bank. But the folks at Renaissance are busy right now. They're busy with second round PPP. And I would just encourage you, if you're a small, medium-sized business, even a large business, that's tired of, let's say computer-generated voices, phone trees, impersonal ways to do business that your big bank forces on you, then here's my suggestion. Go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office. They've got 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call and go in and see them. And what you will find is they've got a way to deliver banking services in a personal way, but they're big enough to offer just about anything a business is going to need. I know that personally from the clients that I work with, and so I would encourage you to give them a try if you're in need of a better experience for your business with your banking needs. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Sophia Johnston. Sophia is a senior account manager with Xero. Sophia, welcome.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me. Really excited to be here.
It's great to have you. So talk a little bit about Xero and talk about you. How are you serving the market out there?
Absolutely. Hi, everyone. So as John mentioned, I am the senior account manager for Xero's Atlanta community. If you're not familiar, Xero is a cloud accounting software designed specifically for small to medium-sized businesses and their advisors. I've personally been with Xero for 2 years now. I started out west serving Southern California, and I'm really excited to have transferred out to the Atlanta market. My local team and I focus on fostering the Atlanta community of accountants and bookkeepers specifically. And of course, they support small to medium sized businesses in the community and beyond.
So I guess talk a little bit about why Xero. I mean, everyone knows about QuickBooks. Everyone knows about a lot of different options out there. Why is Xero, what does Xero bring that maybe differentiates that service?
Absolutely. So I think just a little quick background, we were founded in 2006 in New Zealand. And at the time there was definitely a gap in the market for a cloud-based double entry accounting software that small businesses could really understand. So that's one big differentiator with Xero, is a lot of the language that you'll see throughout the software and the layouts and the designs are such that a business client can get a really good understanding of what they're seeing. They are able to work with their advisor to interpret their financials and not just crunch them. So that's kind of how we got started. And I think one of our biggest differentiators, we're definitely fast growing. We are the cloud accounting leader abroad in New Zealand, Australia, and the United Kingdom, and are rapidly growing our market share here in the U.S. We're now up to 2 million subscribers. We're over 180 countries. So for businesses or advisors working with international clients, Xero is a perfect fit. And we do integrate with over 800 apps. So that's another big reason that businesses choose Xero, is because they have this huge ecosystem to choose from, and maybe they're already leveraging some apps in their business, and all of that can be seamlessly integrated to Xero, so they don't have to manually transfer data over. And I think, John, kind of the last thing I'll touch on would just be our approach. So with Xero, specifically in the accounting and bookkeeping channel, which I know we'll dive deeper into, you really get to work with a local team. We've got boots on the ground in cities all around the U.S. and actually around the world in our other markets. So our advisors really get to build a relationship with us, and they get to leverage the consulting, the resources, and the network that we provide in this community-based approach.
Yeah, you mentioned one thing there that I think is interesting, which is the connectivity with other apps. And I think from the very beginning, that was a major feature of Xero. And I don't know if open architecture is the word or not, but
use open API. Same thing, I believe.
Okay. So I may have dated myself with that reference, but nonetheless, that openness to be able to connect with other applications that a business needs is really important.
I agree. And I think it also stands for freedom of choice. So, you know, we're not looking to be all things to all people. We want to have a really great, solid general ledger and platform that businesses can build off of, because we don't necessarily want to dictate all of the point of sale options that you might have or payroll. In the US market, you really get to evaluate what's out there and what's going to be best suited to your business's industry, day-to-day needs, and then having that ability to connect to Xero is awesome. The other thing I wanted to mention is you touched on open API. What does that mean? So, John, beyond just the 800 apps that already connect to Xero, we welcome any new apps. So if anyone's listening that has, you know, a technology company, a neat app that might make sense to integrate to a general ledger product and platform, we have all of the instructions on how to do so available on our developer page, which I always think is exciting. It's not like there's a lot of red tape to get started in becoming an ecosystem partner to Xero.
Yeah, because so many small businesses end up with all these stray apps, right, that don't talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And they may have created a bigger process problem for themselves than they had before, because that's not the case, right?
And sometimes a big bill. I like to say we want to start with the basics. Let's get your core accounting platform in place. And then let's work together. So I personally consult with the accountants and bookkeepers who then go on to consult their clients. And this is actually now considered a service line. App advisory is a new service line that firms are offering, whether they label it as such or bundle it into their general services. But I always try to see what are the core functions of that business? What are they doing maybe repetitively that could be automated? Or let's say they're not getting paid fast enough. Maybe we need to look into online invoicing and online merchant services, for example. So rather than go after every shiny object in every app, where, like I said, you could quickly rack up a big bill and all these different systems to manage, I think it all starts at the core with Xero, and then working together collaboratively with your team or your advisor to identify what is really going to make an impact on your business.
Now, we mentioned ease of use for the small business owner that wants to do their own internal accounting. That's generally not wise for most business owners. And business owners, if you want to argue with me, send me an email and we'll talk about that. But what we're really talking about is as you said, bookkeepers, accountants, CPA firms that are managing the books for their business owner clients. So, what is it about Xero that really, I guess, differentiates and changes the practices of those professionals? I mean, what is it that really is a standout there?
Absolutely. Well, there are a lot of things. I guess I'll start with the actual product itself. So Xero has a lot of features and tools that automate repetitive tasks. So these firms can save time to reinvest in taking on more clients, maybe offering higher level advisory services, or quite frankly, maybe just a better work-life balance. So for example, we're in tax season now, just the beginning of it. I'm working very closely with firms who are full tax firms, maybe CPA firms, or do a little bit of tax on the side. And we're really working together, my team and I, to help them take a look at their current workflows in supporting annual write-up clients, Schedule C clients, Schedule E clients who they're starting to have conversations with. And we've got workflows developed to do that work in a lot less time. So that's one big important factor, is anything we can do to save time. In addition to that, we do have tools that allow the advisor to be empowered to share more advisory level services. You know, you hear advisory a lot in the accounting and bookkeeping space. And so we're doing everything we can to help our partner firms have tools to be able to use with their clients to have meaningful discussions. Everything from our cash flow forecasting dashboard to our business snapshot. We've got tools and features that allow you to have really higher level conversations with your clients and ultimately help improve the small business.
Folks, we're here chatting with Sophia Johnston. Sophia is with Zero. And Sophia, I can hear a lot of bookkeepers, accountants thinking, okay, you're going to automate me out of business because they don't get they don't get this transition and understand the transition to advisory. So dive into that a little deeper and how, because I know Zero does a lot of work with bookkeepers and accountants and CPAs around making that transition to advisory. Dive into that a little more.
I'm glad you brought that up, John, because, you know, when we talk about terms like AI, automation, people start to clam up a little bit, understandably so. But I'll say I feel really proud that at Zero, we do have a focus on the human approach. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is we don't see technology as a replacement for you and your staff, but instead a tool to leverage. So, you know, if you think back to when we used to do accounting on paper or just in Excel and where we are today, you know, you can get so much more done with the tools available today. And similarly, in the shift to advisory, if we can make that compliance piece less barrier, less time consuming, that frees up extra time. And we really provide a lot of educational content for the firms that we partner with to help them upskill in areas like advising their clients on cash flow or apps or, you know, just strategic business consulting and even helping support small businesses through the pandemic. Those are just some examples of ways that Zero is investing in our advisors and bookkeepers. So you all can be abreast of the latest, you know, technology and changes in the economy so that you can start to upskill your staff and offer those advisory level services. And I think that you'll find that service line and that area of expertise tends to be a little more rewarding than just, you know, focusing solely on reconciliation and advising clients when sometimes it's too late after the fact to give really solid advice. So I think that's the way that I see accountants and bookkeepers leveraging Zero to automate some of the manual work so that they can really focus on the advisory level work. And we're here to help bridge that gap as well in education to get familiar with what that means.
And it really deepens the relationship with the client, right? I mean, creates a much more long-lasting situation.
I agree. I think it helps, you know, make that client just that much more sticky. And no one wants to have to recruit new clients after every tax season for the next year. So offering advisory level services is definitely going to help create that loyal customer base. And then hopefully they'll refer more businesses your way as well. And it becomes sort of a lead generation for you, if you will.
Now, one thing I would imagine you deal with in terms of dealing with accountants and CPAs that are really active during tax season is I just don't have time to take a look at this. I don't have time to like deal with my practice, I guess the underneath part of my practice.
Yeah.
In the back office part of my practice. How do you talk to folks like that?
That's a great question. And this time of year, John, that's something I come across every single day. Because not only do I work with our current loyal partners, but part of my job is to grow the community. So often I'm reaching out to firms that maybe don't know us yet. And I do get that a lot. And you know, what I would say to anyone listening is you really don't have time not to. And what do I mean by that? It's that I have personally worked with firms who used to take 2 weeks to get through a catch-up client who had a trash bag full of receipts, maybe some balances in an Excel spreadsheet. And I've been able to help them get that work down to about 4 hours using our software. So while it might feel so unreasonable to give an hour to someone at zero to learn a little bit more, if I can give you that time back, if I can give you days, hours, weeks, what have you, depending on your scenario, I think that's so worth it. And then beyond just the time savings now in tax season, we can work together. You know, I want to call out, for example, Xero does have this partner program for accountants and bookkeepers that gives additional benefits. So things like marketing funds, for example, training, these are all things that a firm is going to be looking to once they get through tax season. So establishing that partnership now, let's just focus on the basics and the time-saving tools. And once we get through tax season, let's talk about how we can grow and evolve your practice.
Folks, we're here chatting with Sophia Johnston, and Sophia is a senior account manager with Xero. Sophia, what do you see out there with the clients that are successful with Xero? I mean, maybe you could give, you don't have to mention any names, but maybe you could give a success story of a client that you've worked with that is a bookkeeping or accounting practice that they've successfully implemented Xero and how that's changed the way they run their business.
Absolutely. And that's the best part of the job, John, is getting the emails, the texts, the calls of like, oh, I'm so glad I did this. Some of the feedback I often get is, I just can't believe it. It almost feels too good to be true in the sense of all of the investment that you guys, myself, my local team and Xero has put into their practice. So I think some of the success stories can be around, I've worked with firms who have really grown and we've partnered with them strategically. You know, we've put together a custom business plan, if you will, together with this firm to help them come up with a plan to invest in marketing, maybe do some joint webinars, really helping them streamline their client onboarding process. And just being there for all of the bumps along the road as well. And so being able to see, you know, the work that myself and my team do impact a firm to be able to grow and gain more clients has been so, so rewarding. In some other cases, I've worked with firms who are just fully tax focused and just being able to help cut their time down significantly and take on a lot more clients has helped them boost revenue, which we know with everything happening in the last year is so important. So that's huge. And then I've also heard some really amazing stories around firms in my community supporting small business throughout the pandemic. One thing I want to note is during the pandemic and still to this day, we devoted all of us account managers, senior account managers, we devoted time to just checking in with all of our partner bases. No agenda, just how are you doing? What can we do to support you? We launched a couple different website resources with webinars on everything from, you know, how to retain staff during this time to navigating the PPP loans to even mental health. So I think that's amazing. And that just goes to show that we're here for the full holistic success of a business. Obviously, growing revenue, growing client numbers is king. But beyond that, we want to help you have a great engaged staff. We want you to be mentally well. We want you to be inspired and growing as well.
Now, again, you deal directly with accountants and bookkeepers in their practice, but Xero has a number of small businesses that they use Xero directly because that's how they do what they do. Let's talk a little bit about talk to those businesses. What advice or pointers do you have for them as they navigate their own books?
Absolutely. I think there's really three main focuses that I want to touch on. I think the first one would definitely be the importance of cash flow. We know that's the lifeline for any business. And many business owners don't have a good understanding of their current cash position and really how much buffer they have. So it's definitely critical for a small business out there to be able to put together future projections of money out there and make sure they have a plan to maintain a healthy cash flow to allow their business to survive, especially when we hit challenging times like we have now. So while we do have plenty of small businesses, we've got 2 million subscribers globally. we have people that will go sign up for Xero on their own, and we're there to support them. But really, we do try, John, as best we can to reach out to those small businesses and pair them with a trusted advisor, because those advisors are working with, you know, 20s to hundreds of clients, just depending on the size of the practice. So they see what's worked and what hasn't. They have a lot of great knowledge beyond just their education, just practical knowledge to be able to share with a small business to help them, guide them from an accounting perspective, and just be at the forefront of their business strategy. So I would say, again, number one, just that importance of having a handle on cash flow. Second, I would say it is so important that if you haven't already, you own a small business and you need to be able to have your business fully function online in this digital space. I know, John, you and I were talking about the fact that we've had to pivot in our business, right, to be fully virtual. And we've seen a huge increase in tech adoption. There was actually a study by Forrester Consulting, The Next Chapter for Small Business, and it found that 49% of business owners are using cloud technology during COVID-19, which is up from 32% in 2019. So we know the businesses that are going to adapt technology are going to show a higher percentage of online revenue, and it's just going to make things more seamless. So I think second, again, being able to move operations online when needed. And then third, I just really want to circle back to partnering with an accountant or bookkeeper. Rather than do it yourself, we have the do it together mentality, which is really going to give you a competitive edge. Your advisor can work with you to make sure that you're utilizing all the right apps and digital tools, and just serve as a person who can provide really solid advice and be a really important part of your team to help you make good operational decisions.
You mentioned something in there that I think is important for a small business owner to understand, is that because so many of them are just focused on the cost, right? The value that they get from a trusted advisor is all the experience with those hundreds of clients that they're seeing in real time, that they can offer, they bring that to the table, right? I mean, it's almost like a mastermind by extension in a way.
Absolutely. I think I've seen this firsthand. My mom is a small business owner. She owns a hair salon, and you know, she switched accountants recently, and this new accountant is much more of an advisor. And so I've personally seen the value of having a true advisor partnering up. You know, she was able to thrive in this pandemic. She got creative on ways to bring in revenue, even when she had to have closures. And, you know, she's going into this tax season having the full support she needs to be able to do what she needs to do to get her return done, and also look ahead to the future of her business strategy. So it's been cool to see that in my personal life.
That's great stuff from Sophia Johnston. And Sophia is with Xero. So Sophia, as we wrap up here, maybe you can talk about what you see coming for Xero and how you'll continue to serve the market out there. I mean, what are some of the things that we can look for that you're able to talk about?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So I think Xero will continue to focus on being human and having technology at heart, meaning that we're here not to replace accountants and bookkeepers, but to empower them with all the resources and tools they need. So I think that we'll continue to invest in our accounting and bookkeeping channel. I'm certainly looking forward to growing our reach in the Atlanta region, partnering up with more accounting and bookkeeping firms. And I also think that our small business strategy will continue to evolve as the needs of businesses evolve as well. We're always looking to further develop our platform and technology to create more automation, more value to our clients. So definitely see that as a big focus. And then, you know, definitely considering to continue supporting businesses, and whether they're an accountant or a small to mid-sized business, through all the challenges that are continuing to happen. I did want to share that in a response for continued support, Xero did recently announce that we partnered with Shift Collab to offer a series of mental well-being sessions for employees. And we just started offering these to not only accountants and bookkeepers, but small business clients as well, free of charge earlier this month. And these workshops cover topics from managing overwhelm, challenging imposter syndrome, letting go of perfectionism, and supporting employees in difficult times. So I think you'll continue to see Xero invest in the holistic picture of a business.
Wow, that's awesome. Sophia Johnson has been with us, folks, with Xero. Sophia, we need to get to the most important question, which is how folks can get in touch with you if they've heard something that's lit them up and they'd like to know more.
Absolutely. So I would encourage you to reach out if you're a small to medium-sized business owner. I can educate you on Xero and get you paired up with a local advisor. And if you're an accountant and bookkeeper, that's what I focus on all day. So my local team and I would love to meet you virtually, get to know you, and talk about the strategy that we can support in your practice. So to reach me, you can absolutely connect with me on LinkedIn. My name is Sophia Johnston, S-O-P-H-I-A, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. You can also send me an email, which would be sophia.johnston@xero.com. And Xero is spelled X-E-R-O.
Sophia Johnston with Xero. Sophia, thanks so much for being with us.
John, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder on something else that you need to outsource, which it could be administrative tasks in your business that are weighing you down. You may have some marketing issues that you shouldn't be working on. In addition to bookkeeping, if any of those things that are a problem for you that are dragging your business down, my answer for you is to pick up the phone and call Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. Now, Essie and her team have been around for 20 years working virtually, so they understand this current pandemic environment doesn't scare them a bit. What you do is pick up the phone and call Essie at 770-442-9246. And what she will do is listen to your problem and then explain, or you explain your problem, and then she'll find the angel that's the best fit for you and match you up. And, that angel flies in, gets the job done, and flies out on an ongoing or as needed basis. She and her team are terrific. I know that personally, because I use their services, and I would encourage you to give her a call. Or if you're timid and want to know more, just go to officeangels.us. But just give her a call, 770-442-9246, and tell her that we sent you. Folks, North Fulton Business Radio is on all the major podcast apps. North Fulton Business Radio is a search term. We've done over 320 or 30 shows, I can't remember. And we're coming up on 600 guests that we've had over the last almost 5 years. And what we would appreciate you doing for us is going to your favorite podcast app and give us a 5-star review. It's really not about us, though. It's really about our guests, because it helps folks find the show, and they may need the services of Sophia and Xero and some of the other guests that we've had over the years. It helps folks find the show so they can find these great business leaders that we've had. So we would appreciate that. And we'd love it if you connect with us on social media. We're at North Fulton BRX is the handle on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Sophia Johnston, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.